Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, West Sussex. Here's the headline. West Sussex is one of the more economically diversified commercial property markets on the South Coast. A four-cylinder county where the strongest auction prints in industrial and convenience retail are clearing tighter than almost anything you'll see further east. And where lender appetite remains structurally deep. Let me set the scene. West Sussex is a county of roughly 870,000 people, sitting between Surrey to the north and the English Channel to the south. It does not work as a single economy. It works as four. First, the northern apex. Crawley sits on the M23 directly south of the M25. London Gatwick Airport is on its doorstep, and the Manor Royal Industrial Estate, one of the largest single industrial estates in the United Kingdom, anchors a defence and aerospace cluster that includes Thales, Boeing Defence UK and Virgin Atlantic, alongside a deep airport services occupier base. Second, the Mid-Sussex Commuter Belt. Run the Brighton Main Line south of Crawley and you pick up Haywards Heath and Burgess Hill, with Horsham slightly to the west. Horsham is the corporate centre of gravity here, the legacy headquarters of Royal Sun Alliance and a long-standing Mole Valley Farmers presence anchor a deep professional services occupier base. With direct fast trains into Victoria and London Bridge supporting a strong commuter residential market underneath. Third, the western flank. Chichester is a cathedral city and the seat of West Sussex County Council, with a discretionary retail and tourism economy lifted materially by Goodwood, the Festival of Speed, the Goodwood Revival, and a Rolex Series golf event each year. Fourth, the coastal belt. Worthing, population just over 110,000, is the largest seaside resort in the county, anchored on retirement and healthcare demand. Bognor Regis carries the Butlins resort economy and a Rolls-Royce aerospace manufacturing presence outside the centre. Little Hampton is the smaller harbour and marina town between the two. And cutting through the middle of all of this, the South Downs National Park covers a material proportion of the county's southern interior, and the Sussex area of outstanding natural beauty covers parts of the north. Both place hard planning constraints on development across the rural ring of Petworth, Midhurst, Pulborough, Billingshurst and Steyning. That friction is real, it is priced, and we'll come back to it. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,629 commercial-leaning transactions across the 13 principal West Sussex towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside nearly 22,000 residential transactions. What's striking compared to neighbouring counties is how evenly the activity is distributed. There's no single dominant town. Worthing leads with 481 transactions, about 18% of the county. Chichester is right behind on 467. Crawley posts 400. Together, those three account for roughly half of all countywide volume. Below that, a substantial second tier. Bognor Regis, Horsham, Littlehampton and Haywards Heath all post between roughly 200 and 300 transactions each. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Worthing. Worthing leads on transaction count, 481 over the rolling 5 years. And it carries the deepest mixed-use and special-purpose company residential investment profile in the county, with the highest flat-coded count at 165. Median commercial transaction price sits at £250,000. The auction print to remember is the mixed-use parade at 121 to 127 a Rowlands Road and 76 to 78 Heena Road, which sold post-auction in February this year with £28,000 passing rent. That's a typical secondary coastal mixed-use clearing level. And a useful reference for any investor looking at parade stock along the Worthing seafront and back streets. Second, Chichester. 467 transactions, a median of £336,000, and the second highest office count in the county at 54. The auction print, to remember, is the Butter Market on North Street, sold by Acuitas Post Auction in July 2024, with £169,300 passing rent. That's the largest income-producing retail asset in the county catalogue, and the reference point for prime Cathedral City High Street retail. The Goodwood halo lifts discretionary spending across the central pitches in a way that makes Chichester structurally different from the broader South Coast retail story. Third, Crawley. 400 transactions, a median of £315,000, and the highest office count in the county at 58. Crawley is the most strategically important commercial market in West Sussex by occupier depth, even if it sits third by transaction count. The auction print here is the cleanest hard yield read in the county. Raleigh Court at Priestley Way, near Gatwick, sold by Acuitas in February this year. £470,000 against £31,500 passing rent. 6.72% net initial yield on a multi-let industrial lot. That is a tight print by national multi-let industrial standards, and it reflects exactly how well the Manor Royal and Gatwick Small Bay industrial story is holding up. Worth a quick word on Bognor Regis too. 283 transactions, the second lowest median price in the county at £230,000, and the tightest auction print in the entire county catalogue. The one-stop convenience store at Aldwick Street, Bognor Regis, sold by Acuitas in December last year. £601,000 against £35,000 rent. 5.82% net initial yield. That's an even tighter print than Crawley's Industrial, anchored on an investment-grade convenience covenant, and consistent with where prime convenience retail has been clearing nationally. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. West Sussex is a relatively thin public auction market. 4 Acuitas lots over the rolling window, fewer than the 7 matched to East Sussex over a comparable period. But the catalogue is unusually informative because each lot sits in a different submarket and asset class. 2 of the 4 sold under the hammer with a published yield. 2 sold post-auction. The 2 clean prints frame the county map cleanly. 6.72% on Raleigh Court multi-let industrial near Gatwick. 5.82% on the one-stop convenience print in Bognor Regis. Both materially tighter than equivalent East Sussex coastal prints. Reading across the rest of the market, prime Crawley and Manor Royal industrial trades broadly in line with that Raleigh Court print. Call it 6.5% to 7.5% net initial for well-let small bay product. Prime mid-Sussex offices in Horsham, Haywards Heath and Burgess Hill clear in the 7% to 8.5% range. Secondary coastal offices in Worthing, Bognor Regis and Littlehampton sit wider, broadly 8.5% to 10.5%. Secondary high street stock in the smaller coastal centres has repriced into and through 9% to 10%. Which brings us to lender appetite. West Sussex is one of the better served counties in England for commercial mortgage finance, and it sorts cleanly along the county's economic geography. Crawley is squarely on the radar of every UK high street bank with a meaningful commercial book. The Manor Royal Industrial Cluster, Gatwick Airport Services Covenants and the M23 Logistics Corridor put it firmly in the institutional sweet spot at the £1 to £25 million level. Chichester, Worthing and Horsham are well covered by the high street panel at the larger end and by the challenger banks. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and counties, across the £500,000 to £10 million bracket where most county transaction volume actually sits. Specialist lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital, handle bridging, light development, refurbishment and complex situation flow. Particularly Crawley's value-add HMO and small bay industrial, Worthing and Bognor Regis coastal mixed use and rural barn conversion and agricultural asset financing across the South Downs hinterland. What to be cautious about? 3 themes. First, planning friction in the South Downs National Park and the Sussex AONB belt is unusually severe by Southeast standards. Lenders price tighter loan to gross development value ratios. That's loan to GDV. And longer programmes into development finance for any in-park site. The rural ring of Petworth, Midhurst, Pulborough, Billingshurst and Steyning sits inside or hard against these designations. Second, Gatwick concentration risk is a real factor for Crawley. A structural shift in airport throughput or a major aerospace occupier consolidation would flow directly into Manor Royal values, and lenders price this in for single-tenant or thin-covenant deals. Third, retail repricing across the coastal centres of Worthing, Bognor Regis and Littlehampton continues to flow through valuations on weaker pitches. The Acuitas map suggests investment-grade convenience clears tightly while secondary parades trade well wider. The mitigating factor is the depth of the underlying occupier base. Aerospace and airport services in Crawley, corporate and professional services in Horsham, Haywards Heath and Chichester, tourism and leisure across Goodwood, Butlins and Worthing, and retirement and healthcare along the coast. Stock that gets consented, built and let generally finds a tenant. The gating constraint is delivery, not demand. Outlook. The 12-month picture for West Sussex commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious stabilisation, with stronger upside in industrial and convenience retail than is currently visible in the broader South Coast. Volumes look set to hold around current levels. Worthing, Chichester and Crawley will continue to generate roughly half of all county-wide activity. The two hard-yield county anchors, 6.72% on Raleigh Court multi-let industrial near Gatwick and 5.82% on the one-stop convenience print in Bognor Regis, sit at the tighter end of the realistic distribution and suggest continued lender and investor competition for institutional quality covenants. What to watch? Manor Royal and Gatwick industrial occupier demand, Mid-Sussex and Horsham office throughput, where Royal Sun Alliance legacy stock and broader corporate moves will set the leasing tone. Coastal mixed-use repricing along Worthing, Bognor Regis and Littlehampton, and South Downs National Park consent throughput, which remains the single biggest swing factor on the county's medium-term development pipeline. If you're considering a commercial property deal in West Sussex, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.